Hunter Biden denies Oversight Committee's request for bank communications records, citing no oversight basis. By Wendell Hasebo on February 9, 2023. Hunter Biden's very expensive and high-powered legal team denied House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer's RKY letter demanding the president's son disclose troves of documents and communications relevant to the investigation into the Biden family for wire fraud, tax evasion, and money laundering, among six other potential violations. Attorney Abbe Lowell, who represents high-profile individuals engulfed in political scandals, such as Bill Clinton and Jared Kushner, told Comer that his demands lacked legitimate legislative and oversight basis to request such relevant information. On Wednesday evening, Comer asked Hunter and James Biden, along with the family's business partner Eric Schwerin, disclose a host of both classified and unclassified documents, records, and communications between business associates and family members, including President Joe Biden. But Lowell rejected Comer's request, citing a lack of legitimacy. Rather than engage with you over a back-and-forth letter-writing campaigns or any formal proceedings, I would offer to sit with you and your staff to see whether Mr. Biden has information that may inform some legitimate legislative purpose and be helpful to the committee, Lowell replied. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, told Breitbart News Comer's demands have clear legitimacy. There is clear evidence President Biden, his son Hunter, and Joe's brother James were corruptly on the payrolls of Chinese and Ukrainian oligarchs, Davis preface. Investigating whether the President of the United States is compromised, especially involving America's most serious overseas challenges, is clearly within Congress's constitutional oversight responsibilities. Hunter Biden is not above the law, and Congress should not tolerate his contempt, he added. The records and communications Comer demanded are extensive. They include records and communications with many people. Records. Wire transfers. Financial arrangements. Office, residential leases. Rent payments. Real estate transactions. Biden Foundation, and the Penn Biden Center. Contracts. QuickBooks. Financial spreadsheets. Payments. Bills. Invoices. Fees. Agreements. Credit card companies. Communications. A. Devin Archer. B. Jia Qibao. C. Tony Bobulinski. D. Jeffrey Cooper. E. Catherine Dodge. F. Gongwen Dong. G. James Gillier. H. Patrick Ho Chi Ping. I. Vic Jeremick. J. Zhong Jianjun. K. Yi Jianming. L. Jonathan Lee. M. Joan Meyer or Joan Pugh. N. Francis Person. O. Vadim Pasherskai. P. Eric Schwerin. Q. Robert Walker. R. Mervyn Yan. S. Any Rosemont Seneca entity or company. T. Any Hudson West entity or company. U. Any Owasco entity or company. V. Any Bohai Harvest entity or company. W. Scaniatlas LLC. X. Udor Global LLC. Y. Cold Harbor Capital LLC. Z. Lionhall Group LLC. AA. Any SFC entity or company. BB. Burisma. Comer's next steps remain to be seen. However, Comer could try and compel the relevant information through a subpoena. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.